Hello and welcome to Strong Tower Radio today. We're on another school virtual visit. I'm Tom Azure, your host, and I'm in Inkster, Michigan, and I'm at the Peterson Warren Academy. And I'm here with the principal, and just want to introduce you, Mrs.
Jefferson.
Mrs. Jefferson, I'm so pleased to be at your school. I've heard about your school probably even from when I was in college. It has a great reputation, and I'm so glad to finally be here, and I'm glad to bring our listening audience with me also.
Oh, we're happy to have you. Very happy.
Would you have a word of prayer for us?
Sure, let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you so much for this day, for the blessings that you've given us. We thank you for our students and their parents. We thank you for the staff that work here. We thank you for Strong Tower Radio that we can share with them. We ask that you will be with us now as we visit with this school and help it to be a blessing to others, and those who might be looking for a school will know a place where they can come. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Mrs. Jefferson, will you tell our listening audience where Warren Peterson Academy is located?
Okay, Peterson Warren Academy is in Inkster, Michigan. It's about 30 minutes outside of Detroit, between Detroit and Ann Arbor. It's been here for over 50 years, and we're trying to be a beacon in the community to provide for those who are here.
It has a wonderful, you talked about the 50 years of history in this particular location.
Yes.
But it has a history before the history.
Yes, it was several schools that were located in several of our churches, and then they decided to consolidate in one location so that they could pool all their resources to give the students the very best.
Absolutely. Together, they gave a better product to the students.
Yes, definitely.
Tell me, Mrs. Jefferson, about this school, what it represents, and the services that it offers.
Okay, this school represents, well, we want to love our students and their parents, but particularly our students. We want them to have a safe place to come to learn and grow. We like to offer all the academics, of course, but then we also offer music. We have an elementary choir. We also will be having a certified nursing assistant program that's going to be coming for high school. We're going to be building back up our high school, so we encourage anyone at that age range to come and join us. And we provide Spanish class to the students. They get that online. And then we have a lot of other programs that we provide them to help increase their literacy. So we're working very hard to make them the very best.
Absolutely. The term academy, what grades do you provide currently and historically? And you said you're working back towards that.
Right. It started off as a K through 12 school. We've cut back a little bit. We didn't have quite the student population, so now we are a kindergarten through eighth grade, and then we also provide ninth grade through Griggs International Academy. That's an online school. So we have ninth grade here as well. We're working back to get back up to the K-12. We are also going to be offering a preschool beginning in January 2024. So we're growing.
Sounds wonderful. Now, we have in this facilities here, you have classrooms, but you have much more. And I have yet to tour it myself, so we'll all enjoy this. But do you have a gymnasium?
We have a wonderful gymnasium. We have a room that we have for our lunch. We have a kitchen. And then we have the rooms, of course, for the high school. We're currently upgrading our internet capabilities, so we have blazing fast speed. So it's a good facility, a lot of room to grow.
Absolutely. Let's go down and visit some of the classrooms. As we walk that way, you have three student groups. You have multi-grade classroom.
Yes.
And our listeners are very familiar with multi-grade classrooms. This is the first one. Which grades are we talking
Okay, about? In this classroom, we have fifth grade through ninth grade, actually. The ninth graders, since they're online, they just sit in here. But we also have fifth to eighth grade in here, and they work all together. Sometimes we have classes together. Some things are separate. It depends on the student population.
Describe to our listeners how many students you have in this classroom.
Okay. I have 16 students in here. And it's a fairly large classroom.
It's about 20 feet wide and about 30 feet long.
Right, which is the average for all the classrooms on this wing of the school. And, you know, all the students have their little desk groups. We have them in groups, like little pods of two or three, to work together sometimes and just to be a help with each other.
And you have a student... teacher's aide that's working.
Yes,
with
we have a teacher's aide. She used to teach in the high school, and then she's coming now to work with the kindergarten through second grade. And then when we need her for other activities, then she's available to help. She's very proficient in math, and so we really use her for that. Very helpful.
Wonderful. I see. Beautiful decorations, a lot of daylight windows to the exterior wall there.
Yes, and if you look out the window, we also have an organic garden.
Oh.
And we've had that for the last several years. We've grown lots of corn, and it's been delicious corn. Kids go out there and pick the corn and eat it raw. It's that good. And then they help with the garden with the regular, you know, tomatoes and everything else that's out there. And we have good security here. The doors are always kept locked. We have cameras, so we can see who's coming up to the door. The students know they are not supposed to open the door for anyone. Their parents, no one. Mm-hmm. And so if you come to the door and you see the children walk by, know they're coming to get one of the adults to open
the door. They're obeying orders.
Yes, they are.
And you know, one thing I like about this classroom, and I hope the students are enjoying this, is I like the fact that this is a classroom that's under control.
Yes. Yeah, they have their times when they like to talk, but they do a good job of following directions, usually.
Do you have any students that would like to say something on the radio?
Okay.
I see a young man over
Mackay,
there.
Okay, Mackay, come on.
Come over here. You can come up right next to me and kind of speak to me in your mic. Your name is Mackay. We don't give your last name.
My name is Mackay, and my class is very cool.
Very cool. Okay. Wow, that was short and to the point.
Okay. Okay.
We have a young lady here. What grade are you in?
The fifth grade.
Okay. And how long have you been a student here at the school?
5 years.
That's a long time. Your whole academic career, basically.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, tell us a little bit about your experience here at the school.
Ms. Jefferson is the best teacher I can ever have.
Wow. That would make her very happy.
Yes.
One more, Mrs. Jefferson. You're only one more student. Yes, and your name?
Miami. And I'm in the fifth grade. And I've been here for 3 years, and I love this classroom.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your time. Well, young people, students, I want to thank you for the opportunity to visit your classroom, and I hope you have a wonderful school year. Bye now. Okay, where are we going next?
Okay, so next we're going to go to the third and fourth grade classroom. This year we divided it up that way. So here's our third and fourth grade classroom. Our teacher is Miss Britton.
Hello, Miss Britton. Would you come over and join us? Okay, I see you have in your classroom, you have many of the technology here, the overhead projectors, speakers, a fancy board up there, whiteboards and the whole nine yards.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about your classroom and what your objectives are for what you hope that your students will achieve?
Well, one thing I hope that they will achieve is how to use the dictionary in grades 3 and 4. and we don't use Siri. We don't use Google. We actually use the dictionary.
You use a book.
Yep, we use a book.
Okay.
We use a book. We also do a word of the day every day, and as you can see, we have two words up there today.
And would you tell us what those words are?
Demonium, and the part of speech of that is a noun. And the definition is, it's to denote the natives or inhabitants of a particular country, state, or city.
Give us that word one more time.
Demonium.
Demonium. I'm glad I came to your class. I learned demonium today.
And the other word that we have for today is ultra crepidarium. And that is also a noun. And that's a person who gives their opinion on something that they don't know anything about.
I know some people like that.
they just want to give their opinion on something, and they don't know what they're talking about.
I got to ask you, this is not a normal vocabulary. It's very expansive.
It is.
Well, is there a reason for this?
Well, yes, because I think that children need to learn words more than is and the, it. They need to broaden their vocabulary starting young. So when they have a conversation with someone, whether it be an adult or someone older, they can actually sit down and have an intelligent conversation.
I like that. In fact, they would think they would educate the people they're talking to.
That's true. They would.
You know, my mom was a teacher, and people say that we use too big of words. I don't know what they'd say about you.
I don't either. Another thing that we're learning in this class, the books of the Bible in the categories that they are. You know, poetry, history, we know those from the Old Testament to the New Testament.
If you don't mind me asking, how long have you been teaching?
29 years.
An experienced teacher.
Very. And she taught in the high school, and then she came to the lower end for right now, and she'll probably go back to the high school when we get that back going.
All right.
My students are my blessings. They are. I look forward every day because they teach me something about myself every day.
Wow. What is some of your objectives for this year that maybe you even haven't told that we're in October when we're doing this recording, that maybe even your students... they'll have a reason to listen real closely.
My objectives are for the students to write better. And I don't want them to write how they talk. So we are learning the different parts of speech, how to speak correctly first. First, know how to speak correctly. Then you can talk correctly. When you talk correctly, then you can write correctly.
I'm impressed. Can I come back to school?
Yes, you're welcome.
Oh, well, it's been such a pleasure to talk to you today, and I've been blessed.
Thank you. I have also.
Okay, so we'll go to the kindergarten through second grade classroom. These are the little cuties, but they are active, usually very active.
And who's the teacher in this class?
The teacher is Miss Alfred.
Miss Alfred, it's a pleasure to visit your classroom.
Hi, good morning.
Come on close over here. We are bringing the listeners of Strong Tower Radio over to your classroom for a virtual visit. So how do you describe your classroom to visitors?
Lots of fun, excitement, I would say that, all day. Little ones running around, but mostly they keep me on my toe. So okay. I'm always have to be vigilant, always have to be keeping them working. And everything I do, we always have to do it in a fun way. So they'll be able to understand, be able to comprehend, and be able to explain to their parents. So everything has to be in a fun way. I use a lot of songs that helps them, especially when we're doing the days of the week, months of the year. I have a song for that. Even when we're doing Bible, I have a song for the books of the Bible. So I use those little tricks just to help them get along with some of the subjects, help them to be able to explain it. So that do help a lot.
Are these classic songs, or are they ones that you compose?
Usually they're ones that I would say I just made them up at that time, just to get them, like if we're talking about parts of your body, and then when we're discussing it and I ask them back and they're not too sure, then we said, okay, and then I'll be like, okay, let's sing a song so we can learn the parts of your body. And right there on it, I try to make it up, try to get them it, and then by the next day, I'll be like, okay, do you remember what song we sang? And then And this, the good thing about it, my older students, they remember it and they try to teach the younger ones. And then when maybe I'm teaching something else, they'll be like, oh, Miss Afida, remember we were singing that song? You can teach them that. So that do helps a lot.
Could you sing one of those songs for us right now?
Okay, like for example, we have the days of the week. I will tell them, okay, there are 7 days, there are 7 days, there are 7 days in the week. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And we also have one when I taught the solar system. Okay. And I would say, what helps you go?
There are eight planets in the solar system.
Mercury, Venus, Earth, and Mars. Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune.
And then we have one that I made for the months of the year. There are 12 months of the year.
January, February, March, and April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December, 12 months of the year.
Wow.
I made this for you. It's a ring.
Okay. One of the students made something for her teacher.
I made
this
one for Madison, and now Gabriella making Miss Alfred a ring.
Wow, what a wonderful time. How long have you been teaching?
Oh, this year will be 14 years. I came from South America, Guyana. So I was teaching there before I came here, and I'm at 8 years at Peterson Warren Academy. So, but back home in Guyana, I only taught nursery school, which started like from 3, but here it's a multi-grade classroom. So I taught from kindergarten to 4th grade since I'm here.
Wow, so that sounds like you've got a lot of experience. And tell us about some of your student experiences, some of the ones that keep you teaching.
Okay, well, to be honest, there's a lot. What I can remember, as I said, the songs that do, knowing that when I ask them questions, they could be able to like sing, you can see them singing a song before they answer, so that do help. And also it do helps with my kindergartners because, as I said before, like for example, the solar system, if you ask my kindergarten, they'll be able to sing the song to be able to know that. So those things do help me and it gives me encouragement, okay, that my work is not always in vain. So I look at it in that way. In terms of the discipline, that also keeps me because we have class rules, and when one child is doing something but they're not, the other children will be like, okay, you know what it's not to say, or you know we're not supposed to do that, and then be like, okay, remember what's our class rule. And my student, they're quick to remind the children, remember what's the golden rule, and they will everybody repeat, do unto others, you like do unto to you. So those little things keeps me going because it shows me that, okay, my work is not in vain. So it's going over to them. They may not get everything, but it's going over. So that the things like that do keep me. And then my parents, when I have, when I do parent-teacher conference and parents tell me the things, that also gives me praise because I love when parents give me positive feedback or only look at the negative. So that also keeps you as a teacher going. Once, you know, parents appreciate your work and they thank you for it, and when they actually do their homework with their students and everything, so those things do keep me going.
You know, I think all the teachers across the Strong Tower Radio listening area will thank you very much for this advice that parents can have. Help their students be much more successful.
Yes. And I would say, I know other teachers may not like it, but the homework do work sometimes. And I always give my student homework every day, especially math. My student will tell you that no matter what we do, math is always go home. Because I found that math is something that students need to work on constantly. And even at school and home, they need that reinforcement. And also, what I've learned too, parents also, will tell me, you know, Miss Afida, I never used to do this, and how do you do this? So that encourages me because I had a parent like, okay, you know, you need to go and ask Miss Afida that, and then let me explain it to them. So my students are learning, their parents are learning, and that do helps with the student and the home and school communication. It keeps us on that level. So I do homework every day, especially math.
Sounds like you're educating the whole community.
Yes. We all have worship every day. And for this week, one of our, the book that I'm reading for them in worship is talking about self-esteem. So for this entire time, we're talking about self, and the although it's kindergarten to second grade, they're not too young to know about self-esteem. But so the book teaches them about in their language. So we talk about it, they're able to express. And that's something that do help is that I ask them what are their prayer requests, praise reports. That do happens. That do helps them. When they come back on Monday, I would ask, okay, how was your weekend? What you did? And some of my students will tell me, oh, my weekend was bad. I'll be like, okay, what happened? And then sometimes for them, it's a big deal, but to use trivial things. But it just helps you to see how they're thinking and communicate with them and keep them talk. And this do help with language experience. Because remember, they're talking, they're expressing themselves. So they will be able to, when you actually put them to write, they'll have something to write about. Because remember, we talk about this. This is how we talk about it. So those things will help.
I think that prepares them for the previous classroom.
Yes.
We just had.
Yes.
And wonderful. Thank you so much for the opportunity to be in your classroom.
Yes, thank you.
You know, I think that her class, after this is heard, her classroom will probably have double the enrollment.
Yes, probably.
Well, actually, I think all of the classes are going to have
that would be wonderful.
Yes, yes.
Well, this is a wonderful school and wonderful faculty members, a well-run school, and the children are learning.
Yes, thank you. We do work for that. And we're not, and I don't only keep a strict, they do have playtime to do what they want, but they always know that, okay, work come first, then, and I will tell them, I have something I will tell my student, you have your time and my time. So when it's your time, you can play, do what you want, but when it's my time, that means it's work time. So yes, that's something I do with them. Like I say, okay, pack up, and I'll be like, okay, my time. So I need my undivided attention and all that. So little things like that do help. So yes, so thank you for be here with us.
I believe this is a teacher they'll remember the rest of their lives.
Yes, definitely. Yes.
What else do we have in the school?
Well, we have our nice little elementary library. We were blessed several years ago. Someone gave a donation to the elementary wing, and we ordered lots of books. And so we were able to develop this library. One of the teachers and me, we painted the room and we just got everything set up. So we have a really nice library. We were also able to purchase some iPads so that we can use that for our education. And the kids use it sometimes for fun, not too often. Usually it's education.
It's focused.
Yes, definitely. So they like coming in the library and looking at them, because as much as I love reading on the computer, I still want them to hold actual books in their hands and read. They haven't disappeared yet. So I want them to use both. Don't just be reliant on technology.
Exactly. You know, in the other classrooms, each classroom has a wall of windows.
Yes.
And I'm seeing a playground out there.
Yes, we have a lot of acreage here. And so we have a playground that has swings and a slide and some tires, large tires. And the kids love going outside. They really love going outside and playing. And then they can also play in the gym. The older boys like going in the gym because they like to play basketball. So.
What I'm, you know, this is one of the things I've found, you know, I'm a suburbs person and lived in the country somewhat. And all four of these Seventh-day Adventist schools that I've seen all have a wonderful playground. It's like an oasis in an urban setting.
Yes, and some of the students don't get the opportunity to be outside in the evenings. So we try and go outside to let them have that experience of just being out in the outdoors and the sunlight. They need that fresh air, the 8 laws of health. We really want them to be outside and get all of that into their system so that they'll be as healthy as possible.
And they are better students.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are, for sure.
You get some of that energy and that frustration out, and
yes.
Then they're ready to study more.
Yeah, and then the last room that I want to tell you about is our STEAM room. STEAM stands for science, technology, engineering, art, and math. We use this room for math. I was able to go to a workshop, so we have some remote cars that we're going to learn programming. That donation for the elementary wing also paid for this STEAM room. One of the pastors of one of our constituent churches, He set up our fish tank for us, he and his wife, and they did a wonderful job. The kids love seeing the fish. It's a very peaceful room to be in with the fish. And then we have our science cabinet with a lot of supplies that goes along with our science textbook. And so it's a nice room. We're able to do experiments and, you know, just have a good time learning about God's creation and how it affects us and what we can do to keep it as much as we can.
Now, the Seventh-day Adventist Church has a science curriculum.
Yes.
Can you tell our listeners about that science curriculum?
Yes, we have a curriculum. It's called By Design. And it goes through everything that students would need to know about health, about the earth, geology, things like that. It really covers
some biology, some chemistry.
Yes, everything. And each of the books have little experiments in them for the children to be able to apply what they're learning or what they will learn. And so that's a good thing. That's what some of our supplies are for, so that they can, you know, use them. So it's a good system. And then we also have our Bible curriculum that's really a good curriculum now. It makes it more personal for the students. And so it's a very nice one. It's not just read a story, do something in the workbook. It's experiential, and they have to really think about what's going on. So that's one thing that we really appreciate about multi-grade classrooms. I have found that when I've had students, and let's say I'm teaching eighth grade a particular concept, if I go the next day and start talking about it and asking questions, some of my little fifth graders want to answer, because even though they're sitting doing their work, they're still absorbing all that is going on in the room. And so it helps them to learn more. Those who need help, there's somebody around. Usually, if the teacher isn't available, there's a student who might be able to help them. So a multi-grade classroom works well, that I have found.
It's good lessons for life.
Yes, definitely, because you have to get along with everybody. And our big kids love our little kids, and, you know, they like feeling that they're, you know, old.
Yeah. You know, alumni are the proof in the pudding.
Yes, they are. They support, and we're even trying to get them to support even more, because they love Peterson Warren Academy, so we're trying to help them find other ways to support us as well.
Well, we're coming towards the end of our tour. Would you kind of summarize the Peterson Warren experience, and for parents who live in the area and are looking for a safe, God-centered, academically sound education, how would they get a hold of you?
Well, if they would like to come for a tour or just to talk to me, they can call 313-565-5808, which is the school office number. And if no one answers, please leave a message and with your contact information and when's the best time to contact you, because we would love for that to happen. Or you can come visit the school.
What is the address here?
We're at 4000 Sylvia Street, that's Inkster, Michigan, 48141.
We've had this experience of virtually touring the school.
We'd love to have you. That's one thing I say, that we consider ourselves a family here. So we want you to become part of our family. And it's just wonderful when we have many different people coming in.
Well, listeners, you're listening to the second season of Virtual School Visits. We've been at the Peterson Warren Academy in Inkster, Michigan, and I'm Tom Majeure, your host. Bye now.